Welcome to the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast with your host, Audrey McLaughlin.
Welcome to what I think is episode 45 of the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Audrey, and today we're talking about inflammation and inflammatory ingredients. So it's been a bit of a discussion on online, on social media, and I thought it would be great to do an episode talking to you all about inflammatory ingredients and what ingredients are inflammatory. We're going to talk about soy, rice bran, grain, sugar. That's a big one because a lot of people with performance horses think they need grain and sugar and corn ingredients today. But first, before we dive into today's episode, let me thank our sponsors. This episode and all of our episodes are sponsored by Vism light pads. These things are amazing. They are wearable light pads for your horses that have all the colors, red, blue, green, and near infrared. They have the ability to mix and match them so you can do blue and infrared, red and infrared, or mix and match all the colors. They are completely cordless because horses and cords are a bad combo. The pads are third-party independent tested and come with a one-year warranty. Now, what makes these things stand out is that they have the no-jitter frequencies pre-programmed in them for easy selection. It is an amazing tool, and I'm telling you, the combination of the pads and the frequencies is an absolute game changer. If you don't think so, try them on your own aches and pains first. Believe me, your horse is getting relief. Check the show notes for links on how to get your hands on those. You can also check out my TikTok as I have videos of me using those pads on my own horses and client horses as well. This show is also brought to you by Paddock Blade. Paddock Blade has been making paddock cleaning easy since 2016. It is the fastest, quickest, and easiest way to keep your pasture poo-free, your horses happy and healthy, and keep those fecal egg counts down, worm flies at bay. So Paddock Blade does this really cool thing where they ensure that they have premium quality manufacturing because they manufacture them locally across the world. So wherever you are and you order, I'm in Texas. If I order a Paddock Blade, my Paddock Blade is made in Texas, which is super cool. They also back their word with a lifetime warranty. This little gizmo saves you 3 to 5 hours a week, 6 to 10 days a year, so that you can do more of the things you love and less of the things you don't love to do. So make sure you search Paddock Blade today. Use code EQM100 to get $100 off and free shipping, and that's for a limited time only. Can't wait to see you guys out there using your Paddock Blades. Okay, let's dive in to inflammation. So inflammation often gets a really bad wrap, right? Inflammation, you know, we all only hear negative things about inflammation. The interesting thing about inflammation is that, yes, it can be really bad, but it's also what allows the body to heal from everything, including normal exercise. So when your horse is building muscle, when you're legging your horse up this time of year, your horse is using inflammation in a good way to repair those muscles and make them bigger and stronger so that they can be faster or jump higher or go further the next time. Where we get into some trouble, not just some trouble, but a lot of trouble, is in the nutrition that we give our horses that allows them either to contribute to the negative inflammation in their body or help them bounce back from inflammation and heal faster. You can think of just one aspect of inflammatory ingredients by their omega-6 to omega-3 ratios. Now, omega-3s and omega-6s are both required in the equine diet. They're required in the equine body. However, they have to be in a really particular ratio, and we want omega-3s to be considerably higher than omega-6s. Omega-3s are the anti-inflammatory omegas. Omega-6s are the inflammatory omegas. So if we just look at our ingredients that we're going to talk about today. And if you want a full list of ingredients to watch out for, definitely grab my quick and dirty guide. It's less than a cup of Starbucks. You can find that linked in the show notes as well. So if we start with soy and we just look at the omega-6 ratio to omega-3 ratio of soy, that ratio is 6 to 1, meaning for every 6 omega-6s, there is 1 omega-3. That is an inverse relationship, meaning there are too many omega-6s for omega-3s. Compare that to forage, to grass, and there's different kinds of grass hay. So this is an average, an estimate. There's 1 omega-6 for every 4 omega-3s. That is an anti-inflammatory food. Hint, it's also really good horse food, right? If you look at other things like corn, 50 to 1, grains are in the 20s to 1. So that's just one reason why we don't want to feed those ingredients. If we look at soy in particular, it's almost all GMO. It is one of the most heavily pesticided crops. And if you're in my Nutrition for Horse Owners class or my Nutrition for Professionals class, you know that for some horses, pesticide load can be, you know, something that we really, really have to deal with along with heavy metal load. So GMO, heavily pesticide sprayed, heavily fertilized, and also extraordinarily processed. It takes a lot of processing to get a single drop of oil from soy, okay? Same thing with canola and all these other rancid seed oils that are included as fillers, as cheap fats in these equine feeds. Those are not something that you want to be giving your horse on a daily basis. Some people will say, well, it's better than this, and well, it's better than that. And sure, is soy better than corn? Absolutely. Is it better than grain? Maybe, but it's still not good. That doesn't make it good, right? And when we're trying to eke out every last bit of performance, every last bit of longevity, every last bit of health for these animals, it's just not ever going to be something that you want to put in their diet. The next one that I get asked about a lot is rice bran. Rice bran has a similar omega-6 to omega-3 profile where it's inverted. There's too many omega-6s and not enough omega-3s. The other problem with a rice bran, and this seems to be little known, coming from the human health community, it's been known for a long time that you don't want to eat brown rice. You don't want to eat rice bran. Brown rice and rice bran, the bran is the brown stuff from the outside of the rice. And there is a reason why ancient cultures around the world took the bran, shaved the bran off the rice and made white rice. It's because the bran is where all the toxins live. The bran is where all the phytochemicals live that are harmful for you. And the bran is where all of the things that are sprayed on the rice also lives, right? So what they do is they scrape that off of all that white rice that you see in the package store, and they use it in livestock feeds, including equine feeds. So when we have high levels of rice bran in the diet, we often find high levels of heavy metals, particularly arsenic, sometimes aluminum. And these have side effects. These have side effects. They create a body burden in your horse's body. Sometimes this is essentially symptom-free. Sometimes it starts to pull minerals like, or compete, I should say, for receptors for minerals like calcium and magnesium, which leads to muscle contraction and relaxation issues, leads to coordination issues. It leads to a lot of other issues. For aluminum specifically, it can lead to lack of bone density, difficulty maintaining weight and condition, periodic lameness, fractures, those sort of things. With arsenic, we tend to see more brain functionality problems and metabolic problems developing, such as insulin resistance. So much for a cool calorie like rice bran, right? Technically, it's a cool calorie because it doesn't have sugar in it. However, it is still, not to sound cheesy, but a hot calorie because of all the inflammation that it causes. Another one I get asked about a lot is grains. Hard stance against all of these, but grain as well. Pulling your horse off grain is one of the single most best things you can do, even if you have a performance horse, even if you have a performance horse. Grain is essentially sugar. It's the inverted omega-6 to omega-3s, including the oils like oat oils and all those things that are pulled from grains. It's just not a good plan for an athlete to be consuming grains 24 hours a day or around the clock. Horses are not meant to eat grains. They are meant to eat grass. Grain is something that we created to give horses when we didn't have enough grass and when the grass really needed to go to cattle, right? We tried to make it easier to feed horses by creating them this concentrated grain feed product. However, grains, again, with the inflammatory issue, and they also are high in something called phytic acid. Phytic acid tends to deplete minerals, particularly calcium, magnesium, and zinc. And so when we have low calcium, that's not just strong teeth, strong bones, but also muscle contraction and nerve conduction. Magnesium is really important for muscle contraction as well. And then zinc is important for wound healing and preventing infection and skin and coat quality. It's also important for appetite and for stress and for reproductive issues. So if you have a breeding program and you are feeding grain and you're having a lot of reproductive failure, either on the stud side or the broodmare side, then it's probably your zinc. Now, the last one that I'll touch on here, because I could really go on and on and on. And if you want a full like download of exactly what to avoid, get the quick and dirty guide. If you want more information, more depth of information than the nutrition for horse owners classes for you. And then, of course, if you want to join the professionals group, then that is a great place if you want to be able to do this for other horses. So sugar is one that I actually recently had a discussion with someone on social media about, and I really do respect this person as an athlete and a jockey. But there are sugar in the supplements that they make and sell. And so I, you know, got online and was asked about it. You know, I never just pick out somebody's stuff and just pick on them. Somebody asked me about a product. And so I gave my opinion on it, said it wouldn't work for my program because of the sugar. Well, this person came back with kind of the same excuse that I get kind of initially from a lot of performance horse owners. Oh, well, you know, performance horse owners have to have sugar. Let me tell you how muscles work. Horses' muscles need glycogen. Yes, they do. However, it doesn't have to come from sugar. And delivering sugar in a product that is meant for pre-performance has nothing to do from a physiological perspective with their performance. So while giving certain supplements can help with performance and specifically performance recovery, adding sugar does not help. And in fact, there is a tool that is used to measure inflammatory potential of a diet in humans. It's called the DII or Dietary Inflammatory Index. And it calculates kind of a numerical, it's not kind of, it is a numerical value on a diet's inflammatory potential. So one of the things at the top of that list are sugars as a pro-inflammatory issue. So you can give something like electrolytes, like aminos that are beneficial for the horse without adding the sugar. And the sugar has no impact on the performance of the horse during the performance it was given the sugar directly before, or long-term as far as a positive net gain. You see, yes, horses' muscles do use glycogen and the horse's liver does store glycogen. However, glucose isn't sugar. Yes, it is. All sugar isn't glucose and all, but all, let me, how am I trying to say this? All sugar is glucose, but all glucose is not directly sugar. Horses get sugar from forage. And when they get a balanced amount of sugar, balanced with omega-3s and omega-6s from forage, then we see top performance. Not to say a horse can't perform on grains and sugar. However, that horse's time will be severely limited by these inflammatory ingredients. Horses have evolved to live on grass. And if your horse is living on grain and sugar, that was something that horse had to get used to. It's not what they are supposed to intake. A horse can cope, most horses can cope with some sugar, but if you are trying to produce a top performer, no matter your discipline, no matter what events you compete in, whether they are speed or endurance, high sugar is not the way to go. You don't want your athlete coping with their diet. You want your horse's diet to be supportive, to be nourishing, to be healing for them, because sugar causes damage to their body. When your horse enters the alley or, you know, steps up to whatever event you are in, whenever you enter the arena, your horse's recruitment of muscle fibers that leads to that smooth, coordinated movement has already been predetermined, As the horse moves faster for a short period of time or, you know, at a slower speed for a long period of time, either as speed increases or duration increases, they utilize more glycogen from their muscles and utilize more glycogen from their liver. This is already predetermined, and giving a horse sugar an hour or 2 hours prior to an event does not impact that event. These horses are using something called anaerobic glycolysis for energy and for energy generation. And when they have fatigue, if they run out of energy during the short duration or the longer, the higher speed short duration or the slightly lower speed longer duration, that fatigue is from lactic acid accumulation, not glycogen depletion, assuming that they are well fed and nourished appropriately with an anti-inflammatory forage diet. Horses that go on to beyond a short burst speed event and into more of a, not a traditional endurance event where they're going 100 miles, but into longer events, they actually shift from the anaerobic glycolysis energy to aerobic energy production. Okay. Your horse's performance is determined by what you feed, and feeding an anti-inflammatory diet all the time, not what you give prior to performance. Now, what can help prior to performance is something like an amino acid supplement without sugar, because it helps the horse to repair muscle post-performance. It's not really changing the performance. That's already determined. It's helping post-performance. And again, you should look for ingredients that do not have oils, vegetable oils, soy oils, rice bran, corn oil, any of those things in it. And you should look for things that don't have sugar in it. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that provides some insight for your equine athlete. If you have any questions, be sure to send them in, and I will see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast. Ratings and reviews are always appreciated. We'll catch you in the next episode.